Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's learn something new.
And my name is Pauline. Let's learn about health today. Today's topic is health.
And the title of our lesson is Health Myths. Health Myths. Yesterday, we talked about health myths. Do you remember the two health myths we talked about yesterday, Pauline?
Sure. We learned that eggs are good for you and that you don't have to drink exactly 8 glasses of water every day.
That's right. Now, it's time to learn a couple more surprising things about health. Let's read about it now. Here's Pauline.
James is wearing a scarf. It is freezing in the jungle cafe, and he doesn't want to catch a cold. Tina knows that you can't get a cold from being cold, but washing your hands often will keep you healthy. James is also eating a plate of carrots. He thinks carrots will improve his sight. But that is false. Maybe James should ask Dr. Day about that.
Hey, Pauline, there is a word in our Read It Today that I have a hard time pronouncing sometimes.
Really? What is it?
The word is often. There are actually two ways our English speakers can pronounce this word here. At LTE Studios, we don't want people to get confused, so we always say it the same way, often.
Right. Often is spelled O-F-T-E-N. So you can either pronounce it often, like we do on the show, or it can be pronounced often, with the T sound.
Well, now it's time to learn something else. Let's look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, 现在是8月, 可是James却围着围巾。 James is wearing a scarf. 围巾就是scarf。 怎么会这样呢? 原来他觉得Jungle Cafe里面好冷哦。 他说, it's freezing in here. 这里的freezing就表示极冷的。 James在吃红萝卜。 James is eating a plate of carrots. 名词carrot就是胡萝卜。 他想要吃胡萝卜增进视力。 动词增进改善就是improve。 He wants to improve his sight. 名词sight就是指视力。 原来吃胡萝卜增强视力也是一个迷思。 James说,冷死了,我可不想感冒。 Tina说这样子是错误的观念。 That idea is false. 形容词false就是不正确的,假的。 因为感冒是病菌引起的,不是因为温度低。
James, why are you wearing a scarf?
It's freezing in here. I don't want to catch a cold.
It is cold, but you won't get a cold from being cold.
Really? I have always worried about that.
Well, that idea is false. People get sick because of germs.
Oh, then I need to wash my hands as often as I can.
Good idea.
James looks pretty funny wearing that scarf in the middle of summer.
I know. Although, I do understand a little bit. Sometimes when it's really hot outside, it's really cold inside. Restaurants, stores, and businesses use air conditioning to make it cool inside.
Right. And sometimes it's too cold inside. James thinks the Jungle Cafe is too cold. He says, it's freezing in here.
It's freezing in here.
Oh, really? I think it's nice.
Actually, you're right. It is pretty nice. But it's freezing in here is today's
calendar phrase.
It's freezing in here.
It's freezing in here.
这里冷极了。
It's freezing in here.
Put on your coat.
It's freezing in here.
Put on your hat.
It's freezing in here.
drink something hot.
I have a better idea. Let's turn off the air conditioner.
Good idea. It's freezing in here.
Yeah.
It's freezing in here.
It's freezing in here.
这里冷极了。
Okay, so James is cold, and that is why he is wearing that red scarf.
Right. Well, that's part of the reason. He is using the scarf to help him stay warm, but he also has another reason for wearing the scarf.
Oh, right. He says he doesn't want to catch a cold. He thinks that if he is cold, then he will get sick.
Right. But Tina tells him something surprising. She says, you won't get a cold from being cold.
So that's another health myth.
Right. It is a false idea. It sounds true, but it's not true. We don't get sick from being cold. We get sick because of germs.
Well, that's an important thing to know. Oh, and Christina has an important English phrase she wants us to know. Let's go to her right now.
Tina 说人之所以会感冒不是因为受了风寒，其实都是病菌所引起的。People get sick because of germs. Because 当连接词用的时候，后面会接子句，表达事情发生的原因。我们会说 I didn't buy the jacket.Because it's too expensive. 因为太贵了，所以没有买夹克。或者 we can't go to the game because we didn't get the tickets. 因为没有买到票，所以我们没有去看比赛。今天 Tina 说的 because of germs, 用的是介系词片语 because of 后面接名词。例如 we come here because of Lily. 我们是为了 Lily 来的。I choose this restaurant because of their desserts. 我选择这家餐厅是因为他们的甜点。
Thanks, Christina. So, if germs make people sick, then we should try to avoid them. But how can we do that? We can't see germs, so how can we avoid them?
Good question. Well, one easy answer is to wash our hands as often as possible.
Oh, yes, that's a good health tip. Oh, and you know, Rebecca always has a good grammar tip for us. Let's check in with her now.
Hey, everyone! Yes, it's grammar point time. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment.Well, today you are going to learn how to use the phrase as often as. For example, I walk in the park as often as I can. Or I visit my mother as often as possible. So friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Hey, Pauline, can you use it?
Well, sure.Practice speaking English as often as possible, friends.
Okay, my turn. I love to travel. I travel as often as possible.
Very good. Okay, friends, now it's your turn. Try to make 3 sentences with today's grammar point during the break. Tell them to a friend or practice writing them.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, friends, we're going to take a short break right now.You can practice, then we'll come back and learn some more. All right, we'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
So before the break, we were talking about colds.The word cold has 2 meanings.
That's right. To have a cold means to be sick and maybe have a cough or a sore throat.
Right. And of course, to be cold means, well, that you are cold, the opposite of hot. I'm wondering, is this where the myth comes from, or did we call a cold a cold because we think the cold weather gives us a cold?
That's a great question. There's still a lot to learn, and I think we have a new health myth to learn about in our next part. Let's go to it now. James, why are you eating a plate of carrots?
I want to improve my sight. Carrots are good for your eyes.
That's not true, James. That's a health myth.
It is? But everyone knows carrots are good for your sight.
I used to think that too. Dr. Day was on Rob's show yesterday. Maybe you should talk to her about this.
Okay, Tina. I'll talk to her.
James is sure acting strange today. First, he wears a scarf in the summer, and now he is eating a whole plate of carrots.
Yeah, I like carrots, but not that much. That's a lot of carrots he's eating, and I think that is the only thing he is eating. Carrots, carrots, and more carrots?
Well, there is a reason he is eating all those carrots.
Why? Does he want to turn orange?
No, he wants to improve his sight. He thinks carrots will help. Many people believe that carrots are good for your eyes. I thought so too.
But Tina doesn't think so. She says that is another health myth.
Well, that is what she says, but should we trust Tina? Maybe she is the one that is wrong.
Good point. Our friends aren't always right, so it's important to check to see if the information we are given is good.
But Tina doesn't just say that it's a health myth. She also suggests that James talk to Dr. Day. And that's a good suggestion. If Tina got her information from Dr. Day, then it is probably true.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness for what, Peter?
Well, I do like carrots, but I don't want to have to eat a whole plate of carrots for lunch.
Okay, I understand. But we keep using this phrase, a plate of carrots. Maybe we should ask Christina to explain the difference between plate and dish. Christina?
Tina 问 James, 为什么在吃胡萝卜? Why are you eating a plate of carrots? 这里的 a plate of carrots 就是一盘胡萝卜。名词 plate 是盘子的意思。你可能也学过 D-I-S-H, dish 也是盘子。所以 plate 和 dish 是一样的东西吗?其实它们还是有差异的哦。首先 dish 是指有点深度的盘子。西餐喝汤的时候就是用 dish， 另外凡有汤汁的菜肴都需要用有点深度的 dish 来装。至于 plate， 则是比较平的盘子，比如说吃西式的自助餐，或者是牛排、猪排、鱼排之类的西式主餐，都是用比较平的盘子，这种叫做 plate。
Thanks, Christina. Pauline, do you think James will eat that whole plate of carrots now that he knows that it won't help his eyes?
Good question. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like James really likes carrots very much, but maybe he can use them in a soup so he doesn't have to waste them.
Oh, that's a good idea.Well, friends, we have talked a lot today and learned a lot of new words and phrases. So let's take a moment to review our key words together.
Repeat the words after we say them to practice how to say them. It's important to talk, remember? Pick one or two and write your own sentences after the show. That will really help you.
That's right, friends. We want you to be a part of the learning experience here, so make sure you keep practicing. Okay, are you ready?
Here's the first keyword of the day. Scarf. Scarf. It is cold, so I am wearing a scarf.
Freezing. Freezing. She was freezing without her coat.
Carrots. Carrots. These carrots are long and orange.
Improve. Improve. I want to improve my English.
Sight. Sight. My sight is very poor.
False. False. That isn't true. It is false. All right, friends. Those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. You're doing great. Now, let's go over our lesson one last time. James, why are you wearing a scarf?
It's freezing in here. I don't want to catch a cold.
It is cold, but you won't get a cold from being cold.
Really? I have always worried about that.
Well, that idea is false. People get sick because of germs.
Oh, then I need to wash my hands as often as I can.
Good idea. James, why are you eating a plate of carrots?
I want to improve my sight. Carrots aren't good for your eyes.
That's not true, James. That's a health myth.
It is? But everyone knows carrots are good for your sight.
I used to think that too. Dr. Day was on Rob's show yesterday. Maybe you should talk to her about this.
Okay, Tina. I'll talk to her.
This was another interesting lesson, Pauline. I learned a lot, although I still have one question.
Oh, really? What's that?
Why does everyone think that eating carrots will help your eyes?
Oh, sure. There is a reason for that. There is something in carrots that helps your body make vitamin A. If your body doesn't have enough of this vitamin, then your eyes will be hurt.
Oh, so carrots do help your eyes.
Well, most people already have enough vitamin A in their bodies. They don't need more. The reason we have glasses or vision problems isn't because we need more vitamin A. So eating more carrots won't help.
I see. Well, one last question. I have also heard that my skin can turn orange if I eat too many carrots. Is that a myth?
No, that's true. You have to eat a huge amount of carrots for this to happen. But it can happen.
Well, are you sure? Where did you hear that?
Okay, good question. I read it in a science magazine. But of course, it's always good to double check. So feel free to ask Dr. Day about that too, if you see her after the show.
All right, thank you very much. Well, friends, now it's time to go to Jungle Chit Chat. Let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
James, why are you wearing that silly scarf?
Because it's freezing in here. I don't want to get a cold.
Oh, James, you probably won't get a cold from being cold.
I won't?
No, if you want a good tip, wash your hands often.
Thanks. I'll remember to wash my hands, especially before eating.
Right. James, why are you eating carrots? Why do you have to eat so many carrots?
Because I want to improve my sight.
That idea is false. Carrots can't improve your sight, James.
But rabbits eat carrots.
So?
Have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses?
A rabbit wearing glasses? No.
Then maybe carrots are good for your eyes.
Huh. Very funny. That's an old joke.
You want one? Hello friends, welcome to Jack's File. I'm just drinking some water because I want to stay healthy. Many people think about their health now. That's a good thing. But do you know that some things we believe about our health aren't true? Let's learn about some of these stories.
Most of us want to stay healthy, so we eat good food and exercise. But some things that people do to stay healthy aren't really true. For example, many people think they should drink 8 glasses of water each day. You don't really have to. You just need to drink water when you're thirsty. You get enough water during the day from other drinks like tea and juice. You get water from your food too. For most people, that is enough water. Also, some people think eating eggs is bad for their heart, so they don't eat them. Not true. Eggs are good for you. Eating an egg or two every day doesn't cause heart disease in healthy people. Eggs actually have things in them that may help your heart. Some people also believe that being cold or out in the cold air can give you a cold. That also isn't true. The temperature of your body won't make you sick, and you need fresh air. Staying indoors with lots of germs will more likely make you sick.
99, 100. That's right. Exercise is one thing that really helps keep you healthy. Don't believe all the stories you hear about your health. Read more and make sure they're true. Have a good day, everyone. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Well, Pauline, are there any other things you are still wondering about?
Yes. In the United States, we believe you shouldn't let kids drink coffee. And we say children won't grow tall if they drink coffee. Is that true?
That's another good question. I think it's time to go to Dr. Day or do some research on your computer. Friends, what do you think? Do you have any other myths that you want to learn about?
Well, go ahead and research those on your own and let us know. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. Join us tomorrow on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.